Hello, everybody. Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. And I want to thank you for joining us. We have a really dynamite show today here on the Doug and Dave Intel Report. And I have some intel, and I've talked to some covert sources. I can't say any more than that for obvious reasons. But there are sources who have brought me information before that have been highly reliable. And they come to me through a trusted friend. And that's, I hate to be so, shall we say, obtuse, but when we start unfolding this, you'll see this is for real. And what we're talking about is the path to civil war. Doug is here to enter into this with his knowledge of federal law enforcement, which will be an impediment to the people coming up because of who controls it. And he also will be talking about his experience as a Marine and combat experience. And he knows a lot of the things that I have written about. So we're going to compare notes today on the path to civil war. A lot of people think that civil war will be here before the election for obvious reasons. So before we go to Doug, though, we got to take care of some business. We have a new partner here at thecommonsenseshow.com. And that is MyPillow. Mike Lindell has been kicked out of Walmart. That's okay. We're here. MyPillow.com/Hodges. That's where you go. Everything that's there. Slippers, bathrobes, bed sheets. We have all this stuff in our house. We love the stuff. And when Mike Lindell found out, and I'd been talking about him again because of what had happened with all the people that have turned their back on him because he won't accept a stolen election. He turned around and says, "How'd you like to be our vendor?" So I'm a vendor. Doug's a vendor. The Doug and Dave Intel Report. Half off is what you get. Are you kidding me? Half off for everything at MyPillow.com with the coupon code Hodges. You have to use that to get the 50% off. And they'll also give you additional 10% off on your first visit. And until they run out, they're offering Mike's new book for free. Pretty good deal, isn't it? MyPillow.com/Hodges, coupon code Hodges. Half off, 2-for-1 on everything. Also, food and water. You've heard me talk about it a million times. The food supply is being strangled. Water is drying up. So what are you going to do? Well, you're going to go to preparewithdave.com for the details on why you want to go with the storable food company that's not sold out to the government like most of our competition. They can still meet demand, and they've not raised prices. They still have sales available. Same thing with water with Dave.com and the Alexa Pure Pro Water Filter. Food and water, you got them both. So there you go. That's our advertising. That's our message. We want you to be comfortable with MyPillow. We want you to survive with the food and water. Ladies and gentlemen, Doug Thornton, the other half of the Doug and Dave Intel Report. So we will... Doug, I just want to bring you in. And the Night of Rage has been promised by Antifa, which is really Jane's Revenge. And they are promising to make this like a Kristallnacht.
Mm. I think they're going to have a really hard time trying to pull that one off. You know, Kristallnacht within itself was whenever the Nazis killed some of their own higher command within the brown shirts. But the reason why they had to get the brown shirts out of the way is because they became, for one, too politicized. They were a militarized propaganda unit originally that was to spread the fear section of Hitler's propaganda. And that is, in a sense, what Antifa is. But, you know, comparing Antifa and comparing the brown shirts together, it doesn't really do us very much justice, mainly for the fact that, well, I guess you could say it's a George Soros WEF loosely based around a bunch of Democrats affiliation. With Kristallnacht, the brown shirts were the second in command to Hitler's new Nazi regime. So if we go into another civil war, you could then see a organization like Black Lives Matter, like Antifa become an actual politicized movement, which would mean, just like with the SA, the stormtroopers or the brown shirts, they would have to be police. And that is what happened with the stormtroopers. They were all deputized for a most part, just like the SS was. And then they were out, you know, pillaging, and they're scaring people, beating people, and then even killing a few and destroying businesses, which is already what Antifa does. The problem with what we're talking about, though, is that America, unlike Germany in the 1930s, is not going to sit around and allow it to happen. And this government, of for which they do not stand for us, knows that. The Biden administration, no matter how hard they try to polarize politics, Americans seem to see right through it. Joe Biden is a dog without teeth at this point. He has an angry bark, and nobody cares. So because of that, Dave, Joe Biden as a figurehead can only last for so long until the left or the elite need a new dog with new teeth. That is one of the elements that we need to be paying attention to. Before our civil war comes, we need to have a new master in chief. You don't allow someone like Joe Biden, who can't even stop on his bicycle, to take the reins as the civil war in chief. Because the civil war will be manufactured, just like how the first one was very much manufactured. The three main causes of the civil war in the 1800s were what, Dave? They were slavery, sectionalism, and secession. That's the three main roots that historians can all agree upon. Well, we do have slavery right now. Not only do we have the sex trade and those slaves, that is the underground of the slavery that we don't want to talk about, that is very much victimized by this government by not completing the wall, by harassing law enforcement like Border Patrol. But also you have an impending slavery, Dave, of people who are going to be dependent upon, they're going to be dependent upon the government, because the government is going to terrorize them. They're going to be dependent upon the government because they're going to get beyond the need of having physical money, and then they'll have a digital currency, but the government will take over that digital currency. That is all the things that you and I have seen that's in the works through WEF right now. They're going to get rid of the food. They're going to poison it. They're going to destroy it with weather modification warfare, which we already know the Air Force owning the weather is already a big thing. So more or less, when I say that they're going to manufacture a civil war, it's just the same way as we see everything happening in Ukraine right now. It's a very hard manufactured war. It took them about 8 years to get it to finally go in the direction that they needed. They pulled the trigger right now because it's a great distraction for what's coming. That's my personal belief in it. But just wait till they come out to the guns. When they touch the guns, Dave, the Civil War finally starts. And I think we can all agree upon that. America will not allow itself to be disarmed. And, you know, you'll have these punk groups like Antifa, who will be these roving gangs that'll be out there, and they'll be out there to maim, to loot, to rob, and to harass. And they're going to meet the other side of America, and they're probably going to lose that war quite quickly. But then you have other elements in it. You have the Mexican cartel that we know that the Democrats use quite frequently. You also have the low-level street gangs, and then you have the assassination teams that are being worked on from other elements of the government. Throw all that in together and have it at the right time, which means a currency downfall for a recession. Have it in a point in time where we're going through a major drought. or right after a major politicized event like midterms. You take it to a boiling point extent, and then you let it just boil over the pot. And at that point in time, there's just too many things happening, and people are not going to see the assassinations. They're not going to see people being replaced. I'll tell you one thing that I find very interesting right now. One of my listeners sent me a document in Pennsylvania that is at least, God, I don't know, over 20, 30 different positions right now for temporary teachers to come in and replace permanent teachers in their schools. But why would you need that? During the Bolshevik Revolution, and also at the same time with Nazi Germany, one of the elements that they needed for their world war, for the internal conflict, for their civil war, they needed to replace the teachers. That would be people like you, Dave. You had to take out the moral and ethical compass of the children so that you could put in the diabolical planning schemes of the other side of the political forums, and you had to capture the mind, the audience of the high schoolers and of the kids in college, because they turn out to be your foot soldiers. They're your first ones to pull the trigger because they're naive enough and they're in enough numbers and typically would operate within enough volume of people that they would have confidence within themselves.
Well, there is something
that's part of the elements that I'm seeing coming.
Yeah, there's something I want to add in. Whoops. Got to remove the cough button there. There's something else I want to bring in here, though, too. I don't think you've seen this, so your instincts are very good. I'll just start out with a little history. When our soldiers would go and free a Vietnamese village, they would find that in the takeover of the VC, they would kill the political leaders and the teachers. And a lot of the returning vets that I've talked to would say they were surprised. Why would you kill the teachers? Because they were trying to change the culture. And that's what's going on here. But it's becoming institutionalized before you're going to need to execute them. And you're saying, what are you talking about, Dave? In Minnesota, Bob Griswold and I talked about this morning. In Minnesota, you literally have to be a Marxist to be teacher certified now. To get your teacher certification, they check your social media. You can't be MAGA. You can't be Trump. You can't be to the right. There's questions whether or not how they're going to enforce their anti-Christian views, because that would bring in some strong legal challenges. But the thinking is they're going to find a way to bootstrap it into other areas. But teacher credentialing in Minnesota, you literally have to be a Marxist to now get certified. So there's already a purge going on from the bottom up. So you're right on the money with that. Well, you said a mouthful. It's hard to even know where to jump in. Let me give you some numbers, because I don't want to say you're undervaluing the threat, but the threat, I think, is broader than a lot of people realize. Let me give you some numbers here. We have apprehended, according to the government, this is the Biden figures, since Biden's come into office, we've apprehended almost 900,000 illegal aliens. Almost 900,000. The Border Patrol will tell you, and I've heard this for years, they go by a factor of six. If we catch 900,000, there are six for each one of those that we've caught. So that puts you at 5.4 million. Now, if only 1% of these people have terrorist connections, MS-13, formal terrorist cells from, say, Iran or some other country that has an axe to grind with us, just based on pure statistics, we would have over 500,000 terrorists in this country. We know that one of their tactics in 2020, and you know this much better than anybody else, There were pre-supplied weapons caches in three American cities that we know of. How many there were, we don't know. But there will be, if this is what I've been told, and this is now what's in the news. The Jane's Revenge, which is George Soros, Antifa, and BLM, they are only part, and they're the face of the problem. They all represent the initial phase of unrest. They'll try to up the ante of the violence of that we had in 2020, but they aren't the end game for terrorism. They're only the trigger event. The real damage gets done from these people crossing the border that we have no idea how many and from where. I mean, Biden says, we've caught 50 of them. 50, my ass. 50. Out of this many, I don't think so. Of course terrorists are coming into this country that mean us harm. We'd be stupid to believe anything else. What's your reaction to that, Doug? Those sheer numbers.
Well, I would tell you that the more logical number of illegals in this country is probably close to 50 million.
Yeah, I was only dealing with what came into the country since Biden, and then I used the Border Patrol. Are you aware of that Border Patrol calculation for everyone we catch, six get away?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I was right there with them.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. There were, let me just give you an example on the sector that we worked on within the El Paso region. We would start the morning at 6. And we would catch if they weren't there waiting for you whenever you got there, we would catch, you know, 10 to 70 within about 30 minutes. And if you stayed there for an hour, it'll probably be over 200 because they'll all flock to you. And when you have that many people, well, somebody has to stop them and ban them and process them. You have to start a CCN when you have moments where you have thousands of people crossing over. We actually take a picture, a satellite picture, and we get a grid of what's happening. That way, you know, you can have an overview. Hey, there's a couple thousand people right here who just crossed. So that's a next level series of events. But all that time that we're being distracted by the people who want to come here illegally, and you know, they just want to be in the country, even though half of them are criminals, and the other half of them are violent felons, and I'm not going to lie to you. You have other groups that are passing by, not just on foot, but also through tunnels. You don't know what's crossing this border, but I can tell you what's on the other side of it. On the other side of our border is Mexico, a narco-terrorist state. A state where anything goes, where if you have enough money, Dave, if you and I went to Mexico and we had enough money, we can own a town and we can have the cartel protecting for us and we can slip in and out of that town anytime we want, all right? And at that point in time, we start to make a couple of deals as vendors with the Chinese government. And before you know it, Dave, we could have biowarfare chemical agents sitting right there across the border that we purchased through the cartel from China and just waiting to give it to somebody here in the U.S., smuggle it across the border. It's that easy. Right across the border are nuclear weapons. Right across our border. Right across our border is human trafficking, sex slavery. Right across our border is one of the most dangerous countries in the world. However, to some certain extent, I almost feel safer if I lived in Mexico than the United States. At least I knew the devil that I was working against, right? But here within the United States, one of our problems is that our intelligence agencies know what's across the border. They know, let's say, the potentiality of what's across the border. They don't do very much about it. if anything, right now, they do nothing about it. I've said this before, and I'll say it again. Just wait till the day there's a complex ambush from cartel that'll be happening on one Border Patrol station, and whatever is happening with that complex attack, which most likely would be done across the water, so that way that international boundary is still there. On the other
In other
side,
words, you
left to
mean
right.
they could not pursue, we could not pursue across the boundary.
Exactly, because that's a huge, huge problem. We can return.
That's a lot like Chinese pilots bombing in North Korea, and we chase them to the Yalu River, but we couldn't pursue them. Exactly the same thing. That was
Now
that was Korean War.
we can return fire. We have the constitutional right to return fire to protect ourselves. However, we're not going to cross the border. That ends up becoming a military mission at that point. But here's the thing. While we're distracted with that, something gets slipped on the left or right side of the border checkpoint, and you'll never see it. You'll never know it. Law enforcement won't care about it because they're going to be involved with the threat that is at hand. Which is one of the reasons why having the wall worked, which is one of the reasons why we should be using every bit of technology available to us to secure our border. But Joe Biden is not within the realms of wanting to secure and protect. That's not him.
Well, he
Donald
knows what's
Trump is
coming.
pretty
He
good at
knows
it.
what's coming, Doug.
Well, of
He
course he
wants
does.
the insurrection from these people. That's why there's an open border. And then he's taking a fair amount of these people and putting them in the six swing states, knowing that voter fraud will incorporate their votes multiple times over in
Well,
these swing states.
you already have a compromised Southwest border from California to Texas. It's compromised. There is no security. Period. The votes are compromised. The city electees, the city officials, the law enforcement, federal, state, and local, to an extent, and all of those states are compromised because the cartel has compromised them. And we know that. Within 100 miles of the border are checkpoints because I can't trust within 100 miles from the border inward for local law enforcement to do their job half the time. Not saying that they won't, but it's because they're compromised. So, what are we to do with that? All it takes is for the right group of people to attack certain strategic portions of this country at one time. And by the way, don't think that the attack's going to come from the border. That is where the army comes from. The army of China, of the cartels. That is where their military force comes from. It doesn't come from the true threat to this country isn't going to come from the border. They're coming through the border. But they're probably going to hit, and this is just my guessing, because it only makes sense. The attacks that'll happen from international terrorist organizations will most likely happen in democratic cities. Most likely. That's your biggest cities. This is your biggest threat factor, which also means, that's your biggest bang for your buck if you attack a big city, especially one that people all know. But also because it's a Democrat refuge, that means the cartel already knows how to get you into that city and has contacts or whomever. And typically, they're friendly enough to criminals that international terrorists can slip right in and barely even be accounted for unless they're already been monitored and tracked. Now, that does happen. But there are more terrorists in this country right now than there are out of this country. We already have everyone here that we need to start how would you say this? A civil war, to start an insurrection, to have the next 9/11 series style terror attack. We already have, if anything, we have more than enough for, we probably have at least 50 different groups like that within this country that are funded and capable of having something worse than 9/11. But it's strange how it's just not being done. And I think whatever comes, there's going to be a big framing. And you and I have talked about this before. Whatever comes most likely will be with the efforts to frame one political side against the other, which would be the Republicans, conservatives, MAGA. They'll be the guys, they'll be the bad guys, the bad actors. And then the left will seize all control over that. And this is where my historical context comes in and what I'm watching for, because I think whatever it takes us to get to this next series of events is just what it's going to take. But the next series of events are going to be catastrophes, cyber warfare, political assassinations, maybe another couple good terrorist attacks, and it's eventually going to lead us to the polarizing of political parties. And then you're going to have the Democrats wanting to outlaw the Republican Party or the conservatives or MAGA. And that'll be done at the Senate. That'll be done at the House. And then it will actually be outlawed as a political organization approved by the president. And now we're walking into the history of what Nazi Germany did against any other organization that ran against it. The difference between the United States and 1930s Nazi Germany will be, do we rise up and do something about it this time? Or do we allow the government to get a foothold and to not let go of the reins? Because once again, the threat then comes around of the million man army. You know, it doesn't matter if it's a million man army. I'm going to go ahead and tell you that right now. There's already a million man army in Washington, D.C. Whatever happens in D.C. can stay in D.C. The real way that you take over this country and that you affect it would be locally, taking over your local elections, your sheriff's department, your cities, and then more or less the secession comes locally. And if your governors are not on board, then counties will secede from states and join and create independent tribal regions. This is the blueprint of how to get away from any type of corrupt government without being over ostentatiously, I guess you could say, militant. You could still be an insurrectionist.
You guys need to step away from the door.
Be peaceful. But the government won't allow you to be peaceful. That's where the insurgents come from. And that's where the framing comes from. What is it that's Southern Oregon, and then you have parts of Idaho, Eastern Oregon, Northern California. That's that Jefferson Davis, or not Jefferson Davis, the Jefferson movement that's up there. They all want to secede.
Yeah, that movement's pretty dead. Listen, I want to get back to some of the raw mechanics of this, though. And here's what I think is going to happen, and I'd like for you to comment on this. I believe the night of the broken glass is coming, but it's not going to be the night of the broken glass. It's going to be the months of the broken glass. Nobody is safe. They have said that publicly. They mean it. They're going to make it look, 2020 look like child's play, but I still believe these ancillary forces are going to come into play. The numbers I quoted to you, even if we go to 0.1%, you're still looking at 50,000 terrorists in this country. And it's naive to believe that 0.1% would be an overestimation. And here's something I want to go down, and I want you to comment on this. I know we don't agree on the complicitness of field commanders, but I do know that there are many that view Milley as a traitor. He can't be trusted. I mean, his Chinese comments indict him right there. And I'm going to go back to Benghazi. And remember, I was the one that broke this story where Admiral McKinnon and Carrier Task Force 3 and General Hamm of AFRICOM were conspiring to rescue Ambassador Stevens. And ostensibly, it was because they knew he was going to sing like a canary about all the illegal activities of the Obama administration, because he knew he had been set up to be killed by terrorists with Hillary Clinton, all designed to cover the tracks of those illegal acts of Panetta, Clinton, Obama, Holder, et al. And they were on the verge of launching the rescue mission when their number twos, who unknown to them were CIA agents, one of them was Colonel Rodriguez, we have his name, he was General Hamm's subordinate, he arrested Hamm. The admiral was arrested. Hamm is now a converted Muslim groveling around, you know, I think he had to say things to save his life. We don't even know where the admiral's at. The last we heard in 2017, 5 years after Benghazi, is he was under arrest at Bremerton. We don't know anything since then, and I know no one that can find out. But here's my point, Doug. The commanders had had enough of the BS. There was resistance in the ranks. And the target was only, you know, that was military officers being fired by Obama. That was the impetus to get these two leaders going. They wanted to stop the carnage. But they didn't like the direction the military was going. Can you imagine if we get to a situation where the military is used to quell the public's response to the BS that this administration is going to initiate against the American people, with all these terrorists that are here, not just Antifa, not just BLM, and they've rehearsed this. 2016, Jade Helm 16, they actively recruited on their Help Wanted ads guerrilla chieftains, ex-American American military, now serving as guerrilla chieftains. They did the same thing in Robin Sage last year. They are practicing for the fact that they can't control the military. They're practicing for it. They've practiced for it twice. Jade Helm 16 was huge. I talked to people involved in the operation. They said they know that we will rebel. And I really believe that's what's coming. This military is going to rebel, but the military will be fragmented. And it's my belief, because of the Kigali principles, that Biden will bring in the UN and their troops. That'll be the Russians, the Chinese, et al. Go ahead and take that apart.
Well, actually, I agree with everything you just said. You know, I get very much into the weeds. I look into the micro, and you look into the macro of it. The way my mind processes this is that a civil war is a term that can be used in reference to any war in which one political body separates itself from another political body. Okay, that's textbook definition. But there has to be elements of a government on both sides for it to work still. So that means there still has to be an echelon, a hierarchy, which is why you saw Obama take down one side or components of a hierarchy of that echelon that was against his ideals, because you can't have those people in the same government as you, i.e. what's been happening since Biden. Getting rid of people left and right. I think, and I want to be careful when I say this, I think what we're going to see is a removal through a truth test, which I think is one of the reasons why the Ministry of Truth Association Agency task force, whatever the hell it ends up becoming, is a component that is worthy of speculation right now.
And when you say a truth test, are you talking about a loyalty oath within the military?
Well, not just the military, but the government in general.
Okay.
And that can be done through the means of artificial intelligence, skimming through social media. All it has to do is just look for these 100 key words, and if you have at least a 50% hit for these 100 key words, then you get put over here in this database. And then from there, that's when you get the truth test done to you. That's whenever people, you get called into an office And they say, hey, you've talked to these people, Doug. You have posted these things on your social media. You have pictures of MAGA and Trump. And you know, we hear you talk about it all the time. You know, you can't do that anymore, or you're going to have to leave the government because of X, Y, and Z security considerations. All right. And at that point in time, you would probably have a major lawsuit that would be bracketing up by the unions, and they would hold off that monster at bay for a little bit. But just like what we saw with COVID, the unions couldn't do anything about the restrictions with COVID because they gave it to the courts. So here's the other truth test, is that if you give this over to the courts and you let the Supreme Court decide if what the government is doing is constitutionally based, with getting rid of politicians or getting rid of military figures, getting rid of federal employees that are what they would declare to be on the side of an extremist organization that's identified by Congress, who makes law, and by the FBI and by the House Intelligence Committee. You see where I'm going? It has to be government that tells government what the enemy is. And the government, through the forms of the intelligence communities, and I mean that's the DIA, the NSA, the CIA, the FBI, DHS, they can say, all these people over here are your January 6th people. We know there's a big event that's coming up, and it can be completely made up, like half of it is. And they label all these people as extremist. Just imagine, before 2024, if Trump runs again, how many different riots, how many different political assassinations, how many different times are we going to set cities on fire because of a injustice that was done by law enforcement?
It's going to go much further than that, though, Doug. Doug, this isn't going to be like 2020.
It's going to be worse.
Yeah, it's going to be broader, more serious, more death. And I don't know, I think it'll start in blue cities, but it won't be contained in blue cities.
Well, I think part of the reason for this is that 2020 was a good beta test for what America would or would not do. And if you look at this beta test on this level, America did nothing about the George Floyd riots. We did nothing. You can't count 5 or 6 or 10 cities that stood up against Antifa and BLM and said, you can't come into our city. And hey, booey to all those people. But you can't take that and put it within this algorithm, Al, because too many cities burnt to the ground. Too many cities had law enforcement higher ups that walked lockstep with these terrorists, the actual terrorists. So that would tell me it's a beta test for what comes next in the next series of events. America, to the extent within the Democratic cities, have been tampered down enough that they're not going to rebel. So when the real rebellion happens, you already know where your cities of refuge are. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah, it makes a lot of sense, but to me, this comes in two phases, too. I don't think it's going to stop with widespread terrorism, and let's just say there's only 50,000 terrorists in the country, which is ridiculously a low estimate, because in 2016, on July the 4th, James Comey told a national audience, we have ISIS terror cells in all 50 states. That was 6 years ago. So I'm not buying the fact that there's not tons of them here. They're not well organized. We've already seen the establishment, as I said earlier, of weapons caches around the country. I don't believe that practice has stopped. And I believe it's being supported in large part by the DOJ. And I believe it's also in cooperation with the Chinese. And that's how it went down. You know that all too well, too. This is how it went down in 2020. And you were on the bad end of this. Bad actors here in the DOJ would prosecute nobody. But that's only one element of it. At what point do foreign troops come in because American troops stop cooperating?
Well, I think that's where I'm getting to, is because you have to have almost a legal definition of what a secessionist is, or of what the extremist is. And if you have a large force of that being your law enforcement, and people are not willing to arrest one another, well, then you have to have another entity step in, and they have to fill that void. Most likely, I would say, would be the National Guard. Maybe a few elements of the actual military involved, but you know, you're breaking posse comitatus at that point if you're bringing the actual military in. But I think it would be largely given to the National Guard, who is in part for the states involved in a lot of policing actions. Once again, we're echoing the order police of Nazi Germany. If they don't do it, somebody will. All right, Obama went out there and he said that we needed a civilian military force or security force just as big, just as strong, and just as well funded as our own professional military, which within that self, that's ludicrous. But that is what you got with BLM and with Antifa. But BLM and Antifa, let's just be honest about this, they're a loose affiliation of street thugs, of teenagers, of disgruntled adults. That's them. All right, that's your brown shirts. That's not the SS. These are two different groups, and we have to define that, Dave, because the policing actions fail upon members of a professional force like the SS. So if you get to the extent where we actually had a internal conflict, you brought in other organizations, other entities from outside of this country, and obviously through the Kigali principles, and then they link up with other military forces and law enforcement forces within the United States that have sided with the government. Now you can start to see the elements of the SS being built, because they have to have complete, and I mean complete, control of all internal forces. If they don't get complete control, then they don't have a complete control of it. So they have to have outside entities as reinforcements. That is your outside support, right? So you have this outside support coming in, and it's not just logistics, it's the manpower. They really just need the manpower. They need some idiot with a gun following around a couple other idiots with guns. That is what is required. We have the logistical train already in place. We have the satellites in place. We have the railroad in place. We have all the highways and interstates in place, which is what was needed in Nazi Germany, which is why Hitler had to build all those different pieces of infrastructure to control Germany. But the portion of this that they don't have under control yet is the internet. As long as the internet is still free to be used by people, then that's where propaganda can be spread, and that propaganda can be used by both sides of this fight. Now,
I don't look at what we do as propaganda. You're talking about the prevention of truth telling.
Exactly, but you have to delineate who is on whose side and who is doing what to the other side. So the government says that you and I spread misinformation, malinformation, disinformation. They've been setting that up with DHS and the National Terrorism Advisory.
2008, since, yeah.
Yep, since 2008, and in February 7th of this year is whenever we saw the recommendations from DHS based off of what happened with January 6th. So they've been starting this narrative. And they're just adding to the narrative at this point. So they're defining what the hostiles are.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with what you're saying here, but there's another element. This is a real wild card, and you're going to want to reach to the phone and beat me over the head because this is probably another show. About a month ago, Sam Arnold, who's my Latin American expert, he's now laying low because of this story. We show documentation on our TV channel, the commonsenseshow.tv, that it appeared from communications that Sam got his hands on that Governor Abbott and the four northern states of Mexico are forming a partnership. The Bush family is involved, not H.W., obviously he's dead, not George W., but members of that family. And don't ask me to quote first names here. I don't recall without looking at it. But here's what's going on in the news right now, and then I'm going to tell you what's really going on. Mexican Marines are killing cartel members in large numbers in these four states, particularly in Tamaulipas, which borders the Rio Grande Valley, where Jose de Baca, the governor, is under an arrest warrant. If he leaves his state, AMLO will have him arrested. He's accused of leading an insurrection. He's got big-time cartel protection. But this has spread to the other three northern Mexico states, where they have a loose alliance, and that's why there's this battling going on with the Marines and the cartels in the northern states. And Abbott is part of this. Abbott is linked to this in documents I have seen and we displayed on the commonsenseshow.tv. And I think this is a secessionist movement led by Abbott. I think this is what we believe from what we have found, that things will be so bad, Texas go, the hell with you, we're out of here, and they'll join up with these four terrorist states. AMLO's trying to prevent this. I believe Biden is probably in favor of it. Because if you take Texas out of the United States, that takes away a lot of resistance to what's going to come. I know I haven't talked to you about this before, because Sam asked me to sit on it for a while, because this caused him such a blowback. But he told me, he says, Dave, go with it. He's given me additional information I've not yet aired, but he is laying low because he feels that his disclosure of this has threatened his life, and he wants to see how this plays out with the battle between Mexican military and the cartels and de Baca's forces. And here's what I know about de Baca. He and I reported this very early on with the first wave of immigration. De Baca actually housed in old warehouse buildings 300,000 immigrants. And when Biden said, let them come, that's where they came. He led the first. Now he doesn't have immigrants in these buildings. Sam says he has Chinese soldiers. You want to comment on this? I don't know if you even know about it, because I was sworn to secrecy until 2 days ago.
Well, I mean, I'm not surprised. Just in certain elements of Juarez, Mexico, and warehouses, we have rotten U.S. currency that we do know about, within the tune of probably hundreds of millions of dollars. Rats and mice are just eating it apart right now. It's just rotting. So they have the funding for it. You have large pieces of industrial parks within Mexico that has all these different types of warehouses. And once again, that's why I said there might as well be nukes right across the border, because you don't know what's there. And if you do know, as in the they that do know, they're not going to tell us. Though I have been on the receiving end of that before, I do know what is across the border. Those things have obviously changed with this administration. I think when Trump was in, they weren't as brazen. But now that it's Biden, they're much more brazen. I don't like the fact that Greg Abbott does any type of work with Mexico outside of the realms of the United States. I don't think anybody in Texas would support it. We always talk about Texas seceding and Texas leaving, but no one ever really gets into the meat of that sandwich, right? Mm-hmm. Nobody ever says, well, what happens after we secede? What do I do with all my constitutional rights? What about my Social Security?
Well, the first step was taken today. Today in Texas, I don't know if you saw this or not yet, the GOP of Texas came out and they declared that Biden was an illegitimate office holder because of voter fraud. Yep. And Abbott was nowhere to be found in this position.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't like the direction that's happening right now. We have so many conflicting groups, even within Texas. And Beto O'Rourke is here in Texas running for governor for a reason. Not because this guy wants to be a governor. He wanted to be president. But this guy is put in power, will be put in power, excuse me, for a reason. I don't know if he'll be the governor of Texas. God, I really hope not. But I do still see him being the czar gun chief. And within that office within itself will have a huge role to play in the next Civil War.
There's an element with Nieto that we need to bring up. I published a photo. There's more than one. And I've published it three times on thecommonsenseshow.com. It is Nancy Pelosi and Beto O'Rourke walking with Nieto.
Yep.
The most corrupt president in Mexican history, who took, and this is Chapo Guzman's testimony before they cut him off in Florida, Nieto took $100 million bribe to look the other way with the cartels. Nancy Pelosi is deeply involved in this. Chapo Guzman's wife's in Italy, and Paul Preston and I reported a few years ago, Nancy Pelosi visited her, and it was related to the Nieto matters. And so when you have, I'm saying this is a Democratic Party plot, and I think Texas is going to be excised and could possibly, this is the plan, to join with the four northern states of Mexico. But you'd have to have a really chaotic nation for that to happen. I think we've talked about the precursor events for the chaos, and then I'm telling you how I think this is planning to go. Why is it that the GOP would come out today in Texas and say, illegal election, Biden's illegitimate office holder? This is the GOP of Texas. This isn't individual Republicans. And then you've got Abbott, who doesn't say a flipping word.
I think battle lines are being drawn.
Yeah, I do too. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I think battle lines are being drawn. That midterm election also will, you know, affect a lot of those representatives. So in a way, it's a way for them to have a rallying cry for their own constituents to vote for them. Well, but I think
we're not going to have a midterm. We're not going to have a midterm.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think at the other spin of this ball is that if we have a midterms, I'm going to be shocked. And I said this to you a year ago, and I'm staying with this. If we don't have a civil war before or after the midterms, I'm going to be shocked. I really am. Let's say, if we don't have a civil war that will occur from the midterms to 2024 spread, I'm going to be shocked, because I think 2024, we're going to be in a third world war. I don't care what all the experts say right now.
Doug, I didn't even tell you this. Did you see this? Did you see what the new commander of the British military told his troops today? He said...
You mean to prepare to go as a ground invasion?
We'll be fighting in Europe for a long time against Russia. That's what he said.
Mm-hmm.
And I did a podcast on it. It's up on YouTube. People can look it up. I said, at least the Brits are getting the truth. Biden said, no boots on the ground. Excuse me, folks. We are obligated by treaty. We will have boots on the ground. We will have a draft. I totally agree about the Third World War, what you're saying. It's been acknowledged now by UK military command.
Yeah, that's going to happen. I don't see that happening within the next year, honestly. I say that because I think Russia needs to win the hearts and minds of Ukraine, and with what happens in Ukraine, that's how they're going to spread that propaganda around the world that the American politics are the ones who are completely in the wrong with Ukraine. They're the ones who caused the Ukrainian civil war. They're the ones who caused the Russo-Ukrainian war. They're the ones who put all the bio labs out there. So I think Russia is going to use Ukraine to frame American politics.
I know. You're right.
To turn the world against us.
That, well, you're right. And this will usher in the digital, because the currencies will be collapsed. and then there'll be total enslavement. We've come pretty much to the end because, Doug, I want to give you a chance to talk about your show, American Vindicta. Folks, did we stir the pot tonight? We did, and I think there's an emerging picture here, and I know you'd like more finality, but it's not possible because we're dealing with fluid situations. By the way, Doug, tell people how to listen to your show.
So the American Vindicta show is on GS Radio, 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. We're also on YouTube and Rumble, and I'm constantly uploading new shows. So if you want to give us a shout out, then please look over there. On the YouTube channel, I'm going to be uploading a bunch of old stuff, Dave, from the stuff that I did over the Nazis. So that should be pretty particular to some people.
Yeah, be careful on YouTube. They don't like that stuff.
Oh, I know.
Anyway, on that note, we've got to run, my friend. Thanks for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. Dave Hodges and Doug Thornton signing off for the Doug and Dave Intel Report. We will talk to you next time. Thanks.